Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Chav Ches, Bechoros 28, as we continue in Maseches Bechoros in the fourth parak. And we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara started discussing the halach and the Mishnah, that Bechor is determined by each year. Each Bechor is supposed to be eaten within the year. As the Mishnah said, Bechor Nech al Shana B'Shana, on daf Chav Zayin, on Chav Vav Mabez. What is the source for that? That Bechor goes by its personal year and does not go by the objective calendaric year. So we had a machlokas, what the source is. Rav, the machlokas between Rav and Bei Rav. Rav and the yeshiva of Rav. Maybe someone in the yeshiva of Rav, maybe that's why the Shimon Kubetzes doesn't like such a machlokas, so he changes it to Bei Rebbe. How can there be a machlokas between Rav and his own yeshiva? But that is the machlokas, the 2 days. So Rav is the first day of Rav, says, Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu Shana Bishana. You should eat it in front of Hashem, the year in the year. So what do you mean the year in the year? What kind of year could be go overlap over 2 years? A personal year. A personal year, whenever the animal's born, could be in 2 calendaric years. That's Shana Bishana. That is Rav's Shita. Debei Rav says that Shana Bishana, Yom Echad Bishana Zu, Yom Echad Bishana Zu. No, he dashes that Shana Bishana is something else to teach me that you can partake of this mitzvah. You could eat from the Bechor a little bit in this year, a little bit in that year. And that teaches me a different halacha. That you can, Bechor, just like a Karban Shlamim, is eaten for day, night, day. Unlike, for example, a Karban Toda, which is also Kachikalim, which is only eaten for a day and a night, but you should know this Bechor is not like that. So, Debei Rav Minolahu, the Gemara then asks, third to the last skinny line. So, how does Debei Rav know the halach in our Mishnah? If they use the Pasuk for something else, he learns it from Kachim. The Kachim in general go by their personal year. How do you know Kachim themselves? So, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, Keves ben Shinaso. Shinaso shalo velo shana shal minyan ha'olam. Right? Ben Shinaso, its year, and not the objective years. Good. Just one ha'ar I wanted to. I wanted to mention related to yesterday, and that is the halacha that Debei Rav learns out from this pasuk that you could ne'echal sheyam and laila echad. You can start eating a bechor within the year, and then you can finish it the following year. So it's interesting. Is that called within the year? If you have to eat a bechor within the year, you're allowed to start beforehand and then eat it the following day. So this might relate to the topic that I alluded to at the end of Shir about starting to do a mitzvah bizman and then finishing it after the Zman. So this comes up based on a Tosfos in Maseches Brachos. Tosfos in Maseches Brachos tells us in the first parak, well, first the Gemara says, that Bilam knew exactly the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. He knew exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. And therefore he was waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get angry, and he was going to curse the Jews exactly at that moment. So the Gemara says, so what happened? So why did he get to curse the Jews? Because it was a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says in Navi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry the entire time that Bilam wanted to curse the Jews. That's what it says. So ask Tosfos there in the first parak in Brachos, what could Bilam have said in that second? In that second, like how much could he say? Destroy the Jews? That takes more than a second. So what exactly could he have said? So Tosfos has two important days there. Number one, Tosfos says maybe he could have said klaim, which is a one word quick answer. And number two, the other answer Tosfos suggests is that, well, if he would have started at the moment, he could have continued. Could have continued, right? He could have cursed the Jews at that moment, so that he could have continued to say his klala even after the Zman. So based on that Tosfos, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klaver, Tzvi Frumer, who was Rachman al-Slan killed in the Shoah, right, Rambi Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin, he was a Rebbe in Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin, so he writes, the Yad, this is Simen Kuf Chav Aleph, says, Atziya Mi'in L'inyin, Aldas Minhag Rov Ha'amon, Sheshochin Mishloach Manos Achar Tzeis HaKochavim, She'en Lo Shum Makon Al-Pi Alacha, Tekvar Avraz Bana Mitzvah. How is it that many people send Shalach Manos after this man, after Tzeis? Amnam Yan Kama Alafim Yisrael Noagim Kein. Hinein Lichtov Ksas Limitzchus. Let me give a little Limitzchus on what they do. We call that a long footnote here. Another Limitzchus. Venir Lanez Daiti De Yosin Bazeh. Why? Derech Agav Yisyashi Bazeh Oon Minach Shehevi Harama. Shemaschilin Sudas Purim Samach Lachashecha Verov Asuda Ochlin Belat Hasvav. Another problem, which many do, they start the Suda's Purim a little bit before Shkia, even though many Poskim say you should have most of your Suda on the day. But what about those who started very late? What are you supposed to do? Va'amnam sheyesh makom lo min agazeh al pima shehigera yudi hakadosh b'parshischa. The Yid HaKadosh. The limit schus al hamaschil is palo bisman tfila ab she nimshach achar zman chashuv ki ilu is palo kol tfila bismana. Wow, says the Yehudim in Parshischa that if you start bisman, you can continue after bisman based on that Tosfos, which is a huge chiddush. Tosfos is not giving you halacha; he's giving you, you know, Bilam and cursing the Jews. Going to use that to apply to halacha? Says the Yehudim in Parshischa, yes. The kol shekid be the tova meruba. And surely that's like Mida Paradis. So now says the Eretz Svi, Mida Tova is Meruba, Dim Hischel is Palo Bizman Tfila, Vigamar Acharkach, Techasha Kilo is Palo, Kolashmona Esrei Bizmana. I'm sorry, that's the Arkan Dvar Vakdoshim, Mida Parshischa, Vikacho Brido Didan. So if it applies by there, so too the Eretz Svi says it should apply by Tfila too. If you start Bizman, you can continue afterwards. And then he says, "Mikom makom kasha lama lano lahachnas atzmiyah bepirtsa tuchuka kazeh hal tov yosel lekaim kol misa bismana." So the ma'isa, why do I even have to be nichnas to such a machlokas? I'd rather, you know, to explain it. Why do we do it? So that he gets into the chakira about the mishloach manos. Is it a din in sud? Is it a din in achva vareus? So he says, if you give it, even if it's not going to use it till later, but if it's a din in achva vareus, the min of the manos halevi versus the trumas hadashen, he says, then it would be good enough, even if they don't really enjoy it till afterwards. And then he just ends off the tshuva. Alkein nachon l'chol rav l'hazir b'iro lifnei purim l'kayim mitzvah mishloach manos bo'od hayom baker's mana mitzvah v'gam l'hazir l'odiyah shezeh chiv gamar al kolechem yisrael. Right, so that is the Eretz Tzvi, but along the way, he discusses our issue about starting a mitzvah bisman and finishing after. So here too, eating it, the Bechor, on one day, the last day of the year, and continuing it on the next day of the first day of the second year, so this could relate to our item, our issue of starting a mitzvah bisman and finishing it after. Okay, it comes up in other places as well, but we will continue now. So the Gemara says on the first wide line on Chav Zayin Mabes, V'Rav Nechal L'Sheyem Avalei L'Echa Minalei. How does Rav know? Rav who says the Shana B'Shem. Okay, first wide line on Chav Zayin Amid Beis. V'Rav, we were up to. V'Rav Nechal L'Shneim Amalei L'Echa Minalei. So how does Rav know the halacha that a Bechor could be in for 2 days with one night in between? Nafgalei, Miyu B'Sara Miyilacha, Kachazei Atzuvah V'Chashok Hayamin. The Pasuk repeats it, the Pasuk compares it to the Chazei and the Shok, the parts of the Shlamim that are given to the Kohen. Hikishu HaKasav L'Chazei V'Shok Shol Shlamim Malahal L'Shnei Yam Amalei L'Echad Avka Shnei Yam Amalei L'Echad. So just like the Shlamim is eaten for day, night, day, so too this. Remember the Ramban that has come up in the past? The Ramban says in Parshat Tzav that if you look at the mitzvah sachila of a carbon shlamim, the Torah formulates even the second day, calling it nosar. Nosar, if it's leave it over to the next day, and it's nosar, you could eat it, and you leave it over to the third day, so then it's really nosar, and then you have to burn it. The Ramban points out it must be there's a lechachila to eat it on the first day. Even though the second day you're allowed to eat it, but it still has a shame nosar. Nosar, the Torah calls it Nosar. Lafi Daiti, says the Ramban in Zayin Tezayin, Lafi Daiti, Inyan HaKosov HaZeh Ba'avur Shomer Ba'yom HaKrivo HaZivcho Ye'ochel U'mimach HaRas V'hoye B'mashma Shedei Mitzvah She'yochal B'shnei Yomim Yochal Miksaso B'yom Rishon V'yaniach Miksaso L'machar. V'lefichach, I might think, eat a little bit today and the rest tomorrow. L'fichach, Chazar L'va'er, that's why he says again, V'hanosu Mimenu B'rishon Ye'ochel U'mimacharas. Lo sheyisheir mimenu bekavana, v'lo shehei rashaim lahaniach kulo liyom ha'macharas. You have to try to eat as much as you can on the first day. It's an important hara of the Ramban on the language by the mitzvahs achila of the karbon shlamim. That's the psukim that he's quoting here. V'idach, back to the other shita. What does the Bei Rav do with this pasuk? Imi hasam, if I only had that pasuk comparing it to shlamim to teach me that it's day night day. Igala Meimar, Chazei V'Shok Shol Toda. I would have compared it to a specific type of Karbon Shlamim, Chazei and the Shok of the Toda, which is day night. That's it. You got to finish it that night by the Karbon Toda. Ve'idach, a rabbi would say, no. Amar Kra, Lecha Yihyeh. Hosif Lecha HaKasif Havaya Acheres B'Bechor. Now the Torah adds on an extra Havaya by Bechor that I would know that it's not limited to the shorter karbatoda shir, but the larger regular karbat shlamim shir. Ve'idach, and therefore, what about the other shita? What about the bei rav? Hamehasam, or imehasam. No, I would have used that pasuk to teach me that you even have to give a bechor bal mum to a kohen. You don't have anywhere that you have to give a bal mum as a matnas kahuna. Once a karban has status and it gets a mum, then you redeem it, then anybody can redeem it. Right? Even a Yisrael can redeem it. But where do you ever have such a case? So that's being added by the extra lecha yihyeh. But that wouldn't have limited the other pasuk that I might have compared it to a toda. The idach, and Rav would say back, Amar uvisaram echad tam v'echad balmum. Uvisaram already includes tam and balmum. So this pasuk is extra to teach me that you wouldn't limit it to toda. The idach, last one, uvisaram tahani b'chorus tukul Yisrael kamar. No, b'saram here means the flesh of all karbanos bechor. It's not referring to a plural one in a specific context. It's just saying all the meat of all the karbanos bechor. So, lamaskana, there's no machlokas here, but the halacha is that a bechor and karbanos go by their own personal year. By Meiser, there's something called Meiser, Rosh Hashanah, L'Meiser Mehema, which came up once already in the Masechta, which we'll talk more about in the last parak. But that goes by a subjective, taking the, when they were born, but objectifying them in the calendaric year in terms of determining which group do they get Meisered in. But by all other karbanos, you go by the day the animal was born, right? Shana, 1 year from that day. So just to mention one thought, once this comes up, it's Be'inyin, Le'inyin, Be'oso, Inyin, birthdays. Right, so personal, you go by the animals, you go by the personal birthdays. You go by the person, whenever they're born, you go a year from then in terms of being makriv them. So what about birthdays in halacha? Again, it's a topic of a separate shir, but just to mention one source related. We know, it's known to us that the only birthday mentioned in Tanakh is Paro. Paro, next week's Parsha, Yom HaLadus is Paro, that's the only birthday in Tanakh. So is that, what does that tell us? So, there aren't so many sources in terms of the Rishonim about this, but many Achronim discuss birthdays. If you want to look at a nice summary in the Minhag Yisrael Torah in Simen Reish Chav Hei, the Simen about Saint Shechianu. So there he has two pages related to all the a gathering of tshuvas, to all the birthdays. He shows the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair says when on one's 70th birthday, one says a Shechianu and makes a Sudas Mitzvah. By 70, based on the Gemara in Moikan Daf Chav Ches, that when Rav Yosef turned 60, Avil Hu Yamitava L'Rabbanan, Amar Nafkili Mikares. Says, once he turned 60, based on that Gemara, so he made a Suda. And he said, as others say, maybe you should have a new fruit, and then have that in mind, that always works. Have a new suit, have a new fruit, whenever there's a suffix in Shechianu. So whenever one reaches another stage, then there's a kiyum to make a su'uda and a su'udas mitzvah. So many say that, you know, one should maybe use the birthday, whether it's, might not be halachically mandated, but to make it into a su'udas mitzvah and use it as a su'udas hoda'ah. Yes, there's a da, depending on when, especially when one reaches the stages of life where one has reached a milestone. He quotes that there are others that say are against this. The Arugas Abosim, Eino Nachon Lachuk Chagigas Yovel Shel Shivim Shana, Deinzaki Yeminag Borim Hahochem Bechukos Haamim V'lo Nishma Kamo Bein Zikni Sh'arim Rabuseinu Mosdei Dar Darim. Okay, he quotes that you're supposed to just look at the three things that it says in Pirkei Avos, Akami Ben Malalo, and not be focusing on birthdays. But he quotes that there are those that say, here, the Ben Ishchai, Noagin Lasos B'chol Shana Es Yom Arleida Liyantif, V'simin Yafehu, V'chei Noagin V'beisenu, says the Ben Ishchai. And there's a special koach of bracha on the day of one's birthday, to give a bracha. He says some others, the Ben Ishchai quotes, make a not a birthday, but a bris day, on the day of their bris, because that's the day, B'yom Higamal As Yitzchak. So based on that psuk, I make it bris day. But either way, it's a special day of Torah and Tefillah. He quotes the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that when Amalek went to fight Bnei Yisrael, Amalek sent out people at birthdays that day because there's special mazel that's given for people on their birthdays. Shabiyom holada, so hamazel sholeit by yom ahu. So to the chida says that b'shem amukubalim shabiyom shenola bo hamazel chazak. And therefore, it's a good idea. I just like the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, you know what, make a siyum on your birthday. Then you have no problems. Make it into a Sudas Mitzvah. Here, that's what the Ksav Sofer always did. He'd make a siyum on some Masechta on his birthday. And therefore, That was it. The day they turn 20, for sure you have to be marbe b'torah b'tfilo, because now it's, there's in terms of onshe b'day shemayim start at 20. Either way, that is a couple of sources related. There is one other story that he quotes, that the Chasam Sofer one time was in his study, and a Talmud came in and Chasam Sofer was crying. Okay, Rebbe, why are you crying? He says, no. He says, you don't understand. He says, why are you crying? He says, today I'm 54 years old. Right? I'm 54 years old, and I feel the din. Nun dalad. He says, I feel the din, and therefore I'm scared. He was crying. So he felt something on his birthday. Doesn't say he made a party, but, he felt something on his birthday. There is, I don't think it's here. I remember seeing once that there's an idea of, somebody has, people have minhag of saying Tehillim every day, to say the Tehillim of the year that one is in. Meaning if somebody is 25 years old, so then they should say, and they're in the 26th year, they should say Kibbutz Chavav every day for that year. And then if the following year, when they're in their 27th year, they should say Kibbutz Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, Vechulu, and Halavai, we should make it till 176. 100, but anyway, that's the minhag. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. On Chav Chesam and Aleph, Nola lo mum betok shenaso. Rashay lakaimo kol yud beis chodesh. If there's a mum, there was an unclear line in the Mishnah. If an animal gets a mum within its year, you could keep it for 12 months. And then the Mishnah had the line, the last line of the Mishnah. After 12 months, you could keep it for only 30 days. So what does that mean? It says after 12 months. Does that mean after 12 months, if you got the mum within 12 months, then after 12 months you could keep it up until a month? Or does that mean that within a year you have to finish it by the year? But after, if it got the moment after 12 months, you can keep it for a month. So that's the question. Ibai lehu hechi ka'amar nola lo betok shenaso rashay lekaimo kol yud beis chodesh ula akashaso nami shloshim. Do you have 30 days? If even if it gets a mum during the year, you have 30 days. Even after, odilma no. If it gets a mum within 12 months, you're not allowed to keep it after 12 months. Period. You got to get it to the coin immediately within 12 months. That's the question. Meaning, if an animal gets a mum within 12 months, do you have to get rid of it by the end of 12 months, or do you have an extra month? You have 13 months. That's the question. So tashma detanya b'chor bizman hazeh. So Bryce says, before you got a chance to show it to the Chacham, what does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosfas. Rashi says, before he got a mum. Before you got a chance to show it to the Chacham means it didn't get a mum yet. Tosfas says, no. Tosfas says, there's no chiyah for you to go looking for a Chacham once it gets a mum. Right? You're supposed to take care of it, but you don't have to rush. Tosfas says, this means literally, like the words sound like. You didn't get a chance to show it to a chacham. There was a chacham passing in town. So before you got a chance to show it to the chacham, Rashoy l'kayimu shtayim v'sholosh shanim. You could keep it for a couple of years. So what did the Rashi? That's beautiful. That's fine. It didn't get a mum. Umi shenira laharos el chacham. And, but once it's nira to show it to a chacham, no, then, no lo mum tok shenoso. If it got a mum within its year, Rashi l'kayimu kol shenim asa chodesh. Achar shenoso. And the havamini here is that this is referring to the same case. If it got a mum within 12 months, then after the 12th month, then you can't keep it at all. But because of Hashavas Aveda, what does that mean? If you shecht it within the 12 months and there's no coin around, so then it's just going to go bad. So we give you an extra month. Keep it for another 30 days. And after 30 days, you have Ein Breira, you have to shecht it and then try to salt it, the Rashi says, in order to preserve it for the coin. But what do you see from there? That you have an extra month. You have an extra month, Lomaisa, right? Because of the Hashem HaSaveda reason, but you have an extra month to say that if it gets a mum within 12 months, you can keep it for 13. So Gemara says, that's not true. Even the Brisa could ask the question. Vadai in Tibayli, Shloshim Yom, Achar Shnaso, Adova Kodem Shnaso. The Brisa itself is unclear. Is the line in the Brisa of Achar Shnaso referring to the first part of the Brisa, where it got the mum within the 12 months or no? It's telling you a new din. If it gets a mum after 12 months, you have a month. So that is just like we have the question on the Mishnah, we have the question on the Brisa as well. Interesting, the Mikdash David and other Achronim here have the Diuk that after 12 months, let's say we have an extra month. So at the end of that month, what do? You have to shecht it. And then what? That it's going to go bad, possibly? The answer is, yeah, it might go bad. Why? So there are other rites as well, but the Mikdash David says, the Iker Mitzvah by Bechor is the Shechitas Bechor. not the achilas bachar. And this is one of his rayas. Achnira raya l'mashe kasafti. He quotes his Rashi and Tosas right here, and he says, "Al karch achnira lomar de mitzvah achila like a klal bebechor balmum rak mitzvah sheyishchatenu b'toch shnaso sheyehi roi la'achila." The alze ikabal ta'acher de bechor balmum mechayim bekdushas ekoi tisu begizav avoda mama gavoa avo mishenishchat pakim imenu kdushas elagamrei, and that's when there's no even issur of getting any other type of benefit from it. And even though it's dochik, he says, because the pasuk says l'chnei shavu kecha tochlenu shana b'shana, but he says, but there are rayas here, right? How do you understand this Rashi and Tosfos? After a month, it's a bechor balmum, you shecht it and you let it go bad. Okay, that's what you have to do if there is no kohen. Okay, either way, we don't have a raya to our question, so we try again. Tashma, nolo lo mum b'chamisha aser yom, b'soch shenaso. If the animal gets a mum 2 weeks before the end of its year, mashlimin lo chamisha aser yom, acher shenaso, shma mina. So you're allowed to be mashlim 2 weeks after its year. Right? So that was, what do you see from there? That the 30 days that it says in our Mishnah is talking about if you got a mum after. Because you see, you don't give a month. Here you got a mum within the first year, and you only give 2 weeks because you give a month altogether from when the mum occurred. But let's say the mum occurred 3 months before the end of the first year, you obviously wouldn't give anything. Right? So that's what Rashi says. Alma lamid yom diktoni masisan anolad bomum achash nosokoi. Right? If you got a mum within the year, so then you have only till the end of the year. Shma mina. And Messiah Lilir of Elazar. This also supports Rabbi Elazar. Damar Rabbi Elazar, no solo shloshim yom mishash and olar b'mum. You get 30 days from the time that it got a mum. Period. That is all version one of the Gemara. That's the Maskana. Iga d'Amri, a different version, which is the other way. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Minayin l'bachor shen olar b'mum b'toch shnaso. Shno solo shloshim yom achar shnaso. The opposites. Right? How do you know the other side of the is correct? Shneimar lefnei Hashem alokecha tochlenu shana b'shana. Before Hashem, you should eat it year in year. Ezu hein yamim hachashuvin shana. It says shana b'shana. Sounds like 2 years. So when do you have days that are chashiv a year? Haviyomer elu shloshim yom. 30 days could be called a year in certain regarding certain halachos. And therefore, when it says shana bishana, he dashes that as meaning 2 years. So that is like a year as well, right? Like Rashi quotes for the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. If you have something that was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah comes, it might have the halacha of being planted for 2 years. May say, is that really true that you have a month? What about the brisa we quoted earlier? No, the lo mum b'chamisha aser yom b'toch shnaso mashlim lo chamisha aser yom achar shnaso hashlama in mehava lo. So it sounds like you'd only be mashlim the month if it was born late in the first year, but you wouldn't give 30 days automatically. Tiyufta, Rebbe Elazar, Tiyufta. So it's a Tiyufta. We do not answer that question. Period. Next, says the Mishnah. Hashochet habachor. The Bach takes out the word. Shochet S takes out the S. Bachor. Umar es mumo. Oh, what happens here? We're supposed to show the mum to a bucky before we shecht. Is this a mum kavua? Is this a mum over? What if one didn't? One first shechted and then shows the mum to the chacham. So shochet b'chor umaris mumo. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay if the chacham looks at it now and says this is a mum kavua. So therefore, it could be you could matir the b'chor even though he shechted it first.
Who has the b'chor?
Let's say the kohen has the b'chor. Let's say the coin has the Bukhar. Rabbi, I don't know if it makes the difference specifically, but that's an easier case, as you are implying. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, no. Hola v'nishcha shalapi mumche aser. Because you messed up, because you did it in the improper way, you shechted it before the mumche looked at it, aser, then it remains aser, as we'll see, as a knas. First half. Second half. Mi she'eino mumche v'roas ha-Bukhar. What happens if a non-mumche looked at it? And he said, yeah, this looks like a mum kavua. And he shechted it, and it turns out he just shechted it related to that. How is it yikaver? You have to bury it, because you have no idea whether he was correctly or not. Yikaver, you have to bury it, because maybe it was not a mum kavua, and therefore it still has the kedushas bachar, and you shechted this animal inappropriately. Yishalmi beso, and this non-mumche has to pay, because he was the one that messed up. As this Mishnah is implying, and as we know the halacha, it's been implied before, there's a special authority to decide whether an animal has, whether it's a mum kavua or a mum over, Right? It's not a Kohen doesn't do this. It's a special Chacham. The Gemara even says in Sanhedrin in the first parak that Rav spent 18 months on a farm learning these halachas. Rav, you would think, he never left yeshiva. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Hey Amid Beis, Rav says, Shmona asar chadashim gidalti etzel roa behema leida ezamum kavua veezamum over. Right, he spent 18 months there. But this is the Gemara there in Sanhedrin. Nafei talks about special smicha for Bechoros. The Gemara says, well, talking about a certain person, Yorah, did he get Yorah? Yorah, Yorah. Yadin, Yadin. Yater Bechoros, Yater al Yater. We're talking about special smicha for being Matir Bechor. Rav Shechter points out that the Rambam expands this. The Rambam says that there is smicha for various halachos. Says the Rambam. Let me read it. V'yesh lohen limnos l'chol ma sheyirtzu l'dvarim yechidim v'hu sheyehei ra'ui l'chol hadvarim. If he's a bucky in many areas, he could get smicha for certain areas. Ketzad. Chacham uflesh haray lahoris b'chol ha'tara kula yesh lebezdin lismoch oso v'litin lo reshus ladun lo lahoris yisav ha'heter o yitzenenu lo reshus lahoris yisav ha'heter lo ladun didim aminis o yitzenenu lo reshus lazev lazeh ava lo ladun didik nasas o ladun didik nasas ava lo lahatir b'choros b'mumon o yitzenenu lo reshus lahatir nedarim bilvad o liros ksamim v'chein kalkoyotzi bazeh. You could have different authorities given different smichas for different it's called by the real smicha, right? Two halachas are now the Rambam's famous sheet about being machadish the smicha. This is real smicha, says the Rambam. Musmach can be for certain areas. Rav Shechter uses this in a beautiful article that he has in Eretz Tzvi in Simen Lamed Beis. Every article he has is beautiful, but there's a horror about this one where he starts off talking about a machlokas tosas in the Rambam. If when you have a bezdin for gerus, gerus has to be witnessed by a bezdin. Do they need to be smuchin? They need smuchin. Tosfos says yes. You need bezdin of smuchin for gerus. So the Rambam says no. What's the machlokas about? So Rav Shechter explains that according to Tosfos, smicha is an ingredient for the definition of bezdin, and therefore you need to require a bezdin to witness gerus. Even though bezdin is not paskining anything, they're just witnessing what's called bezdin lakiyum hadavar. But still, smicha is part of the definition of bezdin, and therefore you need to have smicha as part of that requirement. But if you look at the Rambam does not require it there. Why? Because the Rambam holds smicha is part of the definition of hora'ah, psak, not bezdin, but giving a hora'ah. That's a real hora'ah is only if somebody is a samuch. So that's what the Rambam says. By geirus, you don't have to have bezdin of smuchin, because there's no psak there. They're just witnessing. And that's why the Rambam, in a few places, reflects this. Number one is our Rambam. That's the first raya. Smicha for ksamim? There's no bezdin there. You're just giving a psak about a kesem, if it's tami or tar. Right? Ha! Haraya, smicha is part of the definition of hora'ah, not bezdin. Number one. Number two, the Rambam says, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, a zakin mamre. If a zakin mamre is a talmid, so then he's putter. Talmud, shehore putter. What's a talmud? Rashi says he's less than 40. But Zakin Mamri is less than 40, then that's he's called a Talmud. He's not, he's not chayav. The Rambam says, no, Talmud means he doesn't have smicha. So he doesn't have smicha, so he can't be a Zakin Mamri. Why not? Because it's not called a halachic hora'ah if somebody doesn't have smicha. And Zakin Mamri is only chayav if they're mora. You have to be, have a status of hora'ah, for it to have teeth, and therefore, if he doesn't have smicha, then he is not, it's not called a hora, and therefore he's not chayim shim zakin mamre. Okay, there's more there, but that's part of this this gemara about giving smicha for heter b'choros. Okay, we continue. Says the gemara, Amar Rav Chana. So we have a machlokas in the Mishnah. If an animal was shechted, and then was checked for a mum, machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda still allows it, or Meir says no good. So, Amar Rav Chana, b'dokin sheba'ayin kuli amalo pligi da'asur, mipnei she'in mishtanin. When it comes to a mum in the eye, everybody would agree that you gotta bury the animal. Why? Because these types of mumin change after death. And therefore, even if it looks kavua now, it might not have been kavua beforehand. And therefore, you for sure have to bury it. Lo nechleku el b'mumin shebeguf. The machlokas is by a mum of a guf. I don't know if it has a broken leg that's very high up. Where it's clear that it didn't change since before death. Rabbi Meir savar gazrina mumin shebeguf atu dokin shebeayin. Rabbi Meir says, you make a gzera. Rabbi Yehuda savar lo gazrina mumin shebeguf atu dokin shebeayin. You don't make such a gzera. Tani nami hachiv. We also have a brisa. Hashochet is a bechar umaris mumav. Somebody shechs a bechar and then shows the mumin. Rabbi Yehuda Amar b'dokah shabayit asur. Bebrei shein mishtanin. But mumin shabaguf mutter. Bebrei shein mishtanin. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is beferish. Dokah shabayin is asur and not mumin shabaguf. Rabbi Meir Omer echad zeh asur mipnei shehein mishtanin. It's all asur because they change. Bebrei shehein mishtanin zalkadaitach. What, everything changes? Mumin shebeguf mi mishtanin. They don't change. Elam ebnei ha mishtanin. They're usher because of those that change. Meaning they're all usher, gzeira atu, those that change. Period. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, matisa nami deka. The Mishnah also, the language of the Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Meir's reason is this, is that the machlokis is only about mumin shebeguf. But by doka they wouldn't argue. Why? Because what's Rabbi Meir shita? Rabbi Meir, who's the one that is machmir, ha'ov nishkat shalo al pi mumche aser. What does Rabbi Meir say? Because it might have changed? No, that's not his lashon. His lashon is because you did something wrong. You shechted it. Shalo al pi mumche aser. Shema mina knasa. Kakanas Rabbi Meir shema mina. So it's machmir that it's a knas. Because after all, we see here that he doesn't say the Mishnah, the reason is because I'm worried. The Mishnah is because you did something wrong. So even in cases where you are not worried, you're just a Mishnah Gzeira, I'm still going to kones you. Period. Ibai lahu mipnei hamishtanin vikulhu mishtani. Do you say mipnei hamishtanin, because of the ones that change, and all dokach of ayin changes? I mean, when the animal shechted, the eyes, you know, flutter or whatever it is, and it's vadai change? Oh, dilma, ikat the mishtani, vikat lo mishtani. Or maybe some do, some don't. You just don't know. Lomai nafkamina. What's the difference? What's the difference? You have to bury the bechor anyway, because you're worried about the ones that do change. So I said, no, lachushi sadi. What if there are witnesses that come and say it's exactly the same as it was beforehand? So then, it depends. E abet kulu mishtani, if you say it definitely changes, so shakrininu. These edims are shakranim, because so what the edims say, but we know vadai that they change. V'i amet ika the mishtani, if lo mishtani, sabchinin alayo, you'd rely on them. So that's the nafkamina. Mai, so what's the halacha? Do they all change or not? So tashma, the brisa says, dabra rachana, rachana says, sachli rabbi Yoshia, Demin Usha, Ba ve'er'ich, bedoken, shei mishtanim. Come here, I gotta show you this doken that changed. What's mashma? Mitaka amar le, Ba ve'er'ich, mechlal, di'ike mishtanim, v'ike d'lo mishtanim. The fact that he was so excited about one that changed, so it shows that many times they do not change. Okay, that fills in the picture with the special smicha. Next, Mishena mumche v'rasa b'char v'nishchan al pivar zi kavir v'shalom mibeis. So the Mishnah said, if somebody's not a mumche and he checked it, so then it's tzarach kvura and he's got to pay for it. So what does that second half of the Mishnah sound like? Lema tzanan matzstamach Rabbi Meir. Sounds like Rabbi Meir because there are no limits. It sounds like it's usher, period. Even if you check it afterwards and you'd find a mum. So I said, no, Dilma, but don't get your mind with every call. Maybe the last line of the Mishnah is talking about the type of mumin that would change, and therefore, even the Tanakama would say that it is Aser. Tana. So what does he pay? What is this, Chacham, in quotes, pay? Because after all, if you think about it, the Mishnah is about to say, the Gemara is about to say, what loss did he cause this person? Maybe this animal would never have gotten a mum. So then he didn't cause any loss, because this person would never have benefited anyway. It would have a mum until the day it dies. Or maybe it would have gotten a mum. So you don't know, so he's not going to pay full. So Kishu Mishalim, Mishalim, Revia, Ladako, Mechza, Lagasa. He pays a quarter of the value of a daka and half of the value of a gasa. Why do you pay more for a gasa? My time, Amar Papa, Zehav Sam Ruv, Zehav Sam Buat. A gasa is worth a lot more. So that's why you're going to pay half. Right, you cause a lot of loss. So let's go about 1 second. Iachi lufa pseita l'shalem. So it's worth a lot more. If you can have the same percentage, and it will still get worth more. It's worth more, so saying half by both of them, you'd still get more by the gasa. So Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach b'shpeit Rav Acha barika mishum gezeres megazle behema daka naguba. No, the reason that we say less by behema dakas is because of gezera megazle behema daka. What does that mean? Rashi has 2 days. Number one, first day is that there's a lot of torach by behema dakas. A lot of torach that you have to feed them and So because of that, you know, so you were saved. The owner was saved from all of his work that he was going to have. So a little more makel on the person who damaged. Number one. Or it's gzeira because there's an isra being megadol behemadakas in Eretz Yisrael because of the gzeira. So that's why, as he quotes in Baba Kama, I test because they're going to graze at fields that are not theirs. Either way, so that's why we're more machmir on the owners of those behemadakas. Period. Why do we split it though? Mishalim Revia and Mechza. So Rashi quotes, Mamon Hamutal Besafik Chalkin. Rashi quotes, you don't know what to do, Mamon Besafik is Chalkin. The problem with that is that we don't paskin that way. In other Gemaras, Baba Mesia Dabbeis, in other cases, that's the Shita of Sumchis. Sumchis says, you don't know what to do, Mamon Hamutal Besafik, you split it. But we paskin, Hamutal Bechaveir, Olav Araya. So maybe in this case you should say putter, because maybe the animal would never have gotten a moon. So Tosfos says Rashi doesn't mean what we think he means. Rashi doesn't quote the word sumchus. Rashi just goes mamon muta basafik. Tosfos says this is a special takana de rabbanan of mamon muta basafik. Tosfos is on the third line on top. You can't say it's a regular mamon muta basafik because we do not paskin like sumchus. That's an important Tosfos explaining Rashi, not Tosfos arguing on Rashi. Period. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Donas Adin, Zikas Achayev. Once we spoke about a Chacha making a mistake regarding a Mum, so now we generalize. This is a Shas Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us whenever a judge makes a mistake. Again, we could have a long time on this, but I'll tell you exactly what tonight's shir is about in a second. Donas Adin, Zikas Achayev, Chayev Es Hazakai. Let's say a judge judges, and he makes a mistake. He's Mezake the Chayev, and he's Mechayev the Zakai. Time as a tar, but tier as a tame. Or he makes a mistake in terms of psak of tuma and tara. Masha asa asu v'yishal mibeso. What's done is done, and he's got to make up for it. V'yishal mibeso. If he forced Reuven to pay Shimon, so what? Shimon keeps the money, and the dayan has to pay from his own wallet. That's what it sounds like. V'mayim mumchal bezdin patim l'shalim. But if he is a samach, he's a mumchal bezdin. Or whatever that category is, he is pater. Why is he pater? Because Rashi says, Rashi on the Mishnah, because they can't say, well, we didn't want you to judge, but he's a bucky. He's a judge. He's an expert. So it's basically a exemption based on expert status. Right, so even though you might think experts don't make mistakes, this is the chance you take. Right, exactly based on expert status, that's what the Rashi says. Rashi said Hedrin has a little different understanding. I'm not going to read it to save time. Sorry, we got that a little late today. Rashi says there, because this guy's an expert, it must be the bad mazel of the party involved that caused this problem. Because this guy's an expert. You know, how would he make such a mistake? Okay, so Lamus Taran Stoma Kribi Meir. Should we say our Mishnah with the guy is Chayiv? The dynamite of a Schayev, so that sounds like a mayor. Which Rebbe Meir? The Don Dina de Garmi. Who says Garmi? What's Garmi? Garmi is, I think it came up a couple of days ago. Maisa Yashir is where I damage somebody directly. Grumma, I damage somebody indirectly. Garmi is somewhere in the middle. Here, the judge did it directly. He said, you're Chayev, even though the guy was putter. So that's Garmi. That's in the middle. That's tonight's shir. Talking about Garmi tonight, 9:30. All about the discussions of Garmi and the Gemara and the Rishonim. So here, Rabbi Meir says, "Old of Garmi says our Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. So I'm Rabbi Lo, I'm a Rav. No, this is not Garmi. This is worse than Garmi. This is direct because the Dayan himself took the money and transferred ownership himself actively. So what's that? Bishlama Chayev es Hazakai. I know we could do that by Chayev es Hazakai, where he obligated the one who was innocent. He took the money and gave it." Ela zika es achayev hechidami. How, if you say somebody's innocent, how could you be actively responsible? Ida amarle patarata v'alon asav nasav biyad. He didn't do anything. So amar avina kugot shahayelo mashkon. No, the malva had a mashkon v'natzlo emenu, and he gave it back to the lova. So he actively took away the money from the one who should have gotten it. So therefore, you see, so you don't have to say that our mishnah is like Rabbi Meir that holds of gar mi. Period. Timi as atar, what's that case? How do you actively do that? The agabu sheretz. You are so sure that this is tame that you took a sheretz afterwards. You make sure, wanted to make sure that everybody realized that you are right. You put a dead sheretz on these taras. Right? I'm telling you it's tame. Now it's for sure tame. Right? That's agabu sheretz. What are the opposite case? Tir at a tame. She'irvan impe rosav. You took the little tar. This is tar! Look! And you mixed it into all the other stuff of his. So, That shows that it is tahar. Just let's do the Mishnah. The umaisa beparashinil ha'im shalom. There's even a story related to a cow that had his womb taken out. The achiler b'tarvah l'klavim. The b'tarvah says, "Wow, no womb, must be a treifa," and therefore he fed it to klavim. Uba maisa l'vrecha chavim b'yavne. They heard about it. V'hitirua, and they said, "No, you're wrong. You're wrong, Rabbi Tarfin. Why? V'tiru todas arofe. Why? How do they know that if it's missing the womb, it's not a treifa? Because in paravach hazira yosef elachzandri yasham etzrayim shein chotchen aim shalav b'shul shlo teled. Whenever cows and pigs left Egypt, they wanted to make sure that they didn't breed them anywhere else in the world because they had very special cows and pigs. So whenever they left Mitzrayim, they took out the womb. They wouldn't be able to breed them. So you see, and they lived. So you see, it's not a treifa. So Rabbi Tarfin was wrong. So Rabbi Tarfin, oive, holcha chamorcha Tarfon, there goes your donkey Tarfon, right? You gotta pay for it. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfin, at the mumcha lebezdin, from mumcha lebezdin, patam l'shalim. Don't worry about it. You're mumcha lebezdin. You don't have to pay. Just end with the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada says that, why did Rabbi Tarfin says holcha chamorcha? Rabbi Tarfin was a very rich guy. Why did he just pay money? He dafka gave away his donkey? Why Dav gave away his donkey? So two pshatim. Either number one, because he wanted to make sure he always remembered his mistake. If he just pays for it, he might not remember it. He gives away his donkey, so then he'll remember it. Lefisha hay kadeshi yadavar zebech zichrono. Veloishka chenu. Ubaze osa siagla atzmo shalo yereshim davar mi daito. Velachin chashav bedaito lemkar chamora chashuv shumiyuchad lo. Lirkov alav tamid kishi itztarech lirkov. Pshat number one. He Dav gave away his donkey because it's something that was always there, he always rode on. And I was giving it away. Oh, whenever he goes out and he sees he has a new donkey, oh, I remember that mistake that I made. Number one. Number two, the other pshat is that, no, chamarcha, Rabbi Tarfin really wasn't sure what to do in this case. He wasn't sure if it was a shefer or not. He was machmir. He was machmir. So what he meant to say was, he was studying the Reis al-Khumra, the hitrif, bishop svega the Reis al-Khumra. And now that he knows it was kasher, he says, balashin melitza, chamarcha, Klomar hachumra shechashashta ba'avera halcha v'efsidas chamur, right? Says halcha chamurcha, the chumra shelcha is gone. Second shot. And then he quotes third shot in the name of the Arizal in Shar HaGilgulim. Shenikra tarfon miloshen teref nasan li reyav. V'chein kan omar tarfon loshen tarafta. Hitrafta. You trafed it up. Okay, there was some type of Kabbalistic Rabbi Tarfon, because he was Matrif. Maybe that's to do with Yosef. Tarof, Taraf, this week's Parsha. Anyway, we'll stop here. Sorry, the little problem with the recording, so a little shorter, but Baruch Hashem, we got it up. Okay, have a good day. Tonight, Garmi, 9:30.